Think of large, grand motions, big, giant things you can do with your body that your spouse or partner doesn't think you really can. I like to rotate my shoulders. Just let that beautiful air fall in. Think about how safe we feel with our friends around us, people we sing with. It's a very special kind of friendship. Just let ourselves hang down. Just feel that nice, beautiful stretch in your lower back. And then slowly, just let yourself roll up. We'll feel our points of balance. We begin with where our head sits on our spine. Where does our head sit on our spine? Where does our mind sit? Point to it. Point to where you think it is. Point to where you think it is. It's under your ears. Right in there. That's the center of your spine. Well, the back of your spine is back here. But find the center of your spine. And just feel your head just gently on that hinge up and down and side to side. It doesn't really want to go around in circles. Like, I wouldn't do the circle. I mean, you can, I guess. Go on down. Get side to side and just feel that. Now, imagine you have, find the back of your tailbone back here where your spine goes all the way down. I want you to imagine the center of that in your body, where that is. Just the back. And now imagine this aligned up with that. And just find your center of gravity. For most people, it's a little further back than they realize. I tend to be like this, I walk around like that, come back like that, good. Your shoulders should be open. Your spine is tall. Your hips are balanced. Imagine you have a giant bowl of some kind of a soup, and I want you to tilt your hips down as if you could make a soup spill of your legs, and then tilt it back, and then find it in the middle so it doesn't tilt at all. And we can do our favorite whirl around, the hula hoop, the Presley, I don't know. Back to the middle, and then your knees are soft. People say, don't lock your knees, but unlocked knees are actually really tiring, right? So we just don't let them be locked. That's all. Just soft knees and soft feet, and that's your balance. Here we are. We're going to do 12-beat exhale on a hiss. We're going to breathe in for 4 and out for 12. I want you to empty your lungs after 12 beats. So make sure your lungs are completely empty. Here we are in 4, 3, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12. Beautiful. And we want to maintain this open, beautiful posture. So feel our ribs open. Without being, you know, like this, just open the beautiful ribs and our back. I want you to put your hands back here and feel that openness here. And let's breathe in on an ooh and fill up that space while keeping our ribs open. And just let it out. Good, we're going to do that hiss again. So feeling this open, all that alignment happening from the 12-beat hiss, emptying your lungs, keeping it open. 4, 3, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12. Very good. Who's up? Who ran out of air? That's rule number one. Get rid of all your air. Now we're gonna go to a 16-beat hiss. Rule number two, use the same amount of air as you did for the 12. Okay? You can't take up any more.
So it's I'm confused. I used up all my air.
I know, exactly. So you have to manage it.
Like a Prius or a Tesla or something.
So here's 16. Same. Everything the same. 4, 3, 2, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, and 16. Very nice. Make sure you get rid of all your air. Now we're going to go to 20. Don't pass out. Be kind to yourself. Here's 20. 4, 3, 2, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, and 24th. Okay, if you don't want to do it, that's all right. No, thank you.
Just manage your error nice and easy.
Here's 24. 4, 3, 2. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 2, 24. And a little gentle laugh. You feel that activation. I know that you can easily sneak a breath, but try to do it on my breath if possible. And again, check the posture, make sure you relax yourself, check for tension. Is there a tense spot in your body? You want to ignore that. We should leave rehearsal tired a little bit in here and energized and loose and relaxed. That's how we should finish soon. One more time, that full set. One, two, and
Yeah.
part of our vocal warm-up. And I just spilled water on my music, but that's okay. From the beginning, please, you can sing the words and stand together. Jeremiah's going to play the accompaniment. You're going to sing. When we get to the pickup, the words let's go before you come in on the oud, we're not going to sing those words, and you're going to come right in on the oud. Okay, so here's from the beginning of the song, please. And I don't know. Listen to how he shapes the phrase and learn from it. Yes? No?
Yeah.
If you thought about it, I mean, because whenever you have a new word, you're going to have a new a separation, right? So you have ooh, then ooh again. The word needs, what kind of a sound ends the word needs? Is it an S or a Z? It's a voiced Z. And so we want to make sure we get there. Yees, ooh. So there's a space again, a very defined space between fall, knees, oop. Turn the page, that's on page 6. Turn to page 7. Oh, we don't have the same page. My pages are, it was my mistake, actually.
Measurable?
Yes. So, fall on knees is actually page 6. I was going to say, measure 41, 42. So you're going to say knees and then ooh. And then on page 7, you have two ahs and then mercy. And so there should be ah, 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 and a strong mm on mercy. Mercy on me. So all of those sounds need to come through. Let's try that again. Do you always sing standing or do you sometimes sit?
We sometimes sit.
So for this we're going to sit. Okay, so sit well. Sit well. Feel just be comfortable. Protect your spine. Be nice and tall. We're going to start on measure 4. Start on page 4 without the piano. Can you see that first note, the G natural? I'll let you get a moment. Think about it. And it's the first note at the beginning of the melody, right? Sing the note on an ooh and. Right on. And here we go. We're going to sing that. When you sing an ooh vowel, you should be breathing in on an ooh as well. So we're preparing it with ooh. Can we try that? And? Good. And think of the ooh, it is less round and more oval. And? Here we go. One, two, and. So I made a bit of space. So there should be a space between the oohs, correct? Yeah. Composer, I know it sounds like oh, who cares, but actually it's, you know, the composer wrote that, so let's make sure we respect that. One more time. And Ash can change it, but let's see. Here we are, one more time. One, two, and three. the announcements you gotta come in and write a very strong. Right on it? Letter C. One and two and.
The kingdom of this world.
The two, three, four, breathe.
The kingdom of this world is become.
Good. Even more, so be become. Be, you don't need to do that. I don't need to, you don't need to learn it, but become. All of those consonants have to come out clear, especially when it's soft. Right on it, please. The kingdom. Much better. Here's letter C. Three, four, one, and two.
The kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of this world.
Does he want you to breathe there?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Okay. Can we try without a breath once? And here's what we're going to do. You're going to voice the. You're going to aim for the. So you're going to go, come the. You're going to make that the really strong. Come. Just say it right now. Come. Come.
Come. He actually had us turn that into a half note and put a quarter rest.
Yeah. It's, we'll do that. We'll do that. Okay. But just for fun. This is for fun. Because, you know, that's what choir's about, having fun. It's not, this isn't a better, right? It's just different. That's all. Let's see what you guys can do here. Is become the. And you gotta put a two, three, four, one, and two.
Is become the kingdom.
Okay, fine. You can do this. Now, if I were the director, I would do exactly what you're doing with Ash. Like, exactly what you're saying. We're gonna rest. Well, it's kind of fun. All right, especially when we have a full orchestra in front of you. And that's the main thing, right? We have to sing into a giant hall. So do exactly what you're doing. Come. And make sure the come ends really strong, with a strong M. Here we are. The key. What is that? Let's go back to C. Two, three, four. And.
The kingdom of this world.
So all of those d sounds have to come out strong. This, the kingdom of the Lord and of d. All of those things have to come through. Can we start at letter D where we just stopped? Where we just stopped. Actually, no. Let's go back to the same place. It will go on, I promise you. There you go. Bottom of A, letter C. Two, three, four, one, and two.
The kingdom of this world.
Obviously, sung this at some point. So, altos, can we start with you? Oh, I was thinking on page 7. Pick up the page 7. Stand with the altos. And let's start on that. And he shall bring for our bottom of page 6. Six. I don't have any, oh, I see. Letter D, measure 46. Okay, Alpha, will you stand, please? 1, 2, 3, and. Sopranos, yay, page 7, yay, measure 48, or whatever that is, 40, yes, our favorite spot. Now, and he shall ring, huh, good luck. 1, 2, and. That first note, think of where you're going to end, where you're going to sing the second note, right? So, and has to be in the same place as he. And he is right here. So play the high A, please. Can you sing that on a he? Just sing he by itself. Don't even bother with the H if that doesn't help you. Just sing E and go. Good. Fill that space up and down to the end with that same space. And. Yes, you have to start there. Have to start there. And you don't have to say he, you can say D. And D, if you want to. If you can do he, it's fine. The H's do something to our vocal folds. It disrupts the vibration. So that's the hardest thing note to sing high, or the hardest consonant to sing high is an H. Right? Like a F as well. So if it's bothering you, then don't do it. Just go and he, and E, and D, whatever. No one's gonna hear that, okay? Here we go, and he. Lots of support, make that bottom note right in there. Here it is. 3, 4, 1, 2. Good, excellent, excellent, gorgeous. Now, feel like you feel like the note, I know the note's in your voice. You got it, it's a great sound. Don't even think about reaching the note. Think about just being centered underneath the note and letting the note just come out, let it pop out, okay? 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Stay in that same zone. Hopefully that makes And don't try to. Just let the sound come out. Make sure all the energy and effort is happening here. Thank you, soprano. Have a seat. Tenor basses. Can we start on the same place, page 6? Basically, you start with the right letter D. This is measured 41. Here we are. And I want you to start on the word Kreis and D. Kreis and D. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and
Kreis and D shall reign forever and ever.
You know this, right? Put your music down. I want you to feel the light. I love the buoyancy of your voices, the bounce. It's exactly what we want. We also want this in the light. We want to feel this light moving forward this way. Okay, let's start on the word and. Here's and. I want you to just hold the word and then we'll go on. Here's and.
And
we're going to keep going, right? Here's and.
And he shall reign forever.
Do only the vowels. Whatever the vowel, you can make it up if you want. Here's at. And the consonants should just be like, they're just like little puff, like little stop. No, the air is not going to stop. So we don't want the air to stop between the notes. Right on. Here's that. Now in tempo.
And he.
2, 3, 4, 1.
And he shall reign forever and ever.
Good. Faster off of shall, and faster off of H, he. He shot really quickly off this. Here, right on. Let's go back to page 4. Starting at is become the kingdom, right? Is become. And go from there if you can. You can still try it. Here it is. Is become 3, 4, 1.
Is become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever.
That's it. Very nice. Now, can you make all the stuff before it the same way? Make all of it. Is become. And don't be afraid to start to become softer. And crescendo all the way to the end, okay? Is become. Okay, it'll be more effective. All right, here we are on it. Is become. 2, 3, 4, and.
Is become.
The kingdom. To make it really exciting, the end has to be exactly the other. Come. That's not the right note, but you get the idea. Come. Right, run. Right, here's this become. 3, 4, and.
Is become the kingdom.
Even more crescendo, because that crescendo will carry the full climate. Really move to that end. 3, 4, 1.
Is become.
Good. Now work.
Is
become. Make it spark. 2, 3, 4, 1.
Is become the kingdom of our Lord.
Good. Now, so that's got to be super, super, super really crisp. One more time. 3, 4, 1.
Is become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ.
In particular, tenors, because we've all been in other choirs. We know how tenor sections can be.
Can be special.
And it's not about, it's just, I think I said too much, sorry. Tenors, I want to go back to your page 4 and 5, which is measures 24, 25, all in there. Can we just start on, for the Lord God Omnipotent, which is measure 25. Measure 25. Page 4, I think. Okay, here we go. 2 and.
For the Lord Omnipotent reigneth.
Good. So make sure that
reign.
Hallelujah. The neth is so unimportant.
Reign.
Hallelujah. Right? Neth is like not important. Here we go. 4, 2, and.
For the Lord Omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I think everyone in the choir, I want you to make note of this. I think you're all already doing this. But all of the hallelujahs, the ha also has to have an accent. It's hallelujah. Not hallelujah, hallelujah. Right? Yeah, I think you're already doing that, but just remind yourself of it, okay? Here we go, same place. 4, 1, 2, and 3.
For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. The kingdom of this world is become.
Crescendo more. Three, four, one.
It is become the king.
So he wants you off on three, right?
Yes.
So make sure that the M is right on three. Come. Yeah, go ahead. Here we are.
It is become.
Three, four, one.
It is become the king.
Good. So, and it's a schwa. Come. Come. Say come.
Come.
It's just come in. Just as the schwa. Come in.
Come
in. Come in. Nothing more. It doesn't have to be a big vowel. Just. It's all. Right on. And Ash may say, I don't like that. He wants something different. But make sure you do something at the end. That's all. 4, 1, 2, and 3. Sorry. 1, 2, and.
Is he come? The kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ and of his. And he shall reign forever and ever.
And so the same thing I said earlier, let the consonant make those high notes pop out, okay? Re, 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 re. Let that voice re make the top note come out there. Can we start on, and he shall reign? And he shall reign, pick up the 44. And 3, 4, 1, 2.
And he shall reign forever and ever.
Good, very nice. Everyone standing, please. Are we ready to do this from memory?
Yes.
Hardly. Yeah, let's try it from memory if you can. And you know, have your music there if you need to. Okay, we'll do it again. For our very best. For the very best. Take it away, maestro. Think of it as two. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It feels awkward and weird, and it might not be what some conductors don't want, that they want hallelujah, but because that's how you say it. But let's go for hallelujah. All right? Three, right on it. Think of it as a two. One and a two and one, two, and.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the ha has to come in strong. rain, rain. We will hear all those words come to the Pradon. For the Lord God omnipotent rain. Right on, please. 2, 3.
For the Lord God omnipotent rain. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent rain. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent rain. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent rain. Hallelujah.
The kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever, and he shall reign forever and ever, and he shall reign.
Let us move on to something else so we can not throw out our voices. Have a seat, please. And take out, they brought fine juice. I had a whole thing I was going to say about world music, but about how to strip it. We'll move on. That'll be for next time. Somebody spilled water on my music, Sarah. Is there any chance I can have another copy? I think it was one of the Sopranos. I don't know. They were mad at me about somebody. You shouldn't make fun of anybody. All right. Ash wanted me to work with you on the last three pages. I like to move, like, let's go through the work, and then we'll see where we are. Standing or sitting? Sit well. And I'll let Jeremiah lead you over.
Thank you.
sit when you're not singing high Fs and Gs. So what am I going to say when you think about what the consonants can do to help with those high notes? I mean, you have the word gifts as a great consonant for singing high. So let that propel you, okay? You just weren't ready for it, right?
Right on.
They brought five. Here you go. 3, 4, and.
They brought five. Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb.
I want you to be aware of where the half steps are and the whole steps are. And that's going to help us to be best. So if you have your pencils, I don't know how you mark your half steps and whole steps. I have my own way. Some people put a W. My suggestion is just mark where the half steps are with some kind of a signal for yourself. Maybe a little upside down like this or whatever helps you, okay? Or put an H for half, okay? So for example, sopranos, a measure, I guess it's for one after rehearsal 11. On the word told, you have told and then jewel. Those are all half steps. Half step, half step, half step. Same, another half step. So that whole line are half steps, basically. Okay? Be aware of that. Altos, you're the same. Told, half step, half step, half step. Half step, half step, whole step. So the G natural to F is a whole step. Tenors, E flat, G natural, or E flat to D is half step, half step, half step. You get what I'm saying? Okay. Can we sing that right now on just a do, on a do? Simple do. Thank you. Starting from rehearsal 11. And start on beat 2 of rehearsal 11. Here's our parts. Can we actually ask Jeremiah to play it once? Is that okay? Could you play it once like that? Just starting from 3 and 4 and 1 and 2. Try to get it on a do-do-do. Thank you. Right on it. 3, 4, and.
And then
So yeah, so that E natural is like, yeah, again, half step, full steps. Just think half step, full steps, and you'll be fine. Here's the second soprano part now, 13. Half. And then half again. Same note. So those are all half steps coming down, good. Can we have soprano sing that please at 13? You can sit, that's fine. One, where's this fine? One and two and. So I would close that vowel, came, and then it'll be easier to sing in tune, all right? One, and two, and. Good, there, okay, be careful on that. So keep it in the same place. And there, again, keep that a closed vowel, it'll be easier to tune. One, and two, and. Especially coming from above. So I would say keep it as close as possible. Jesus. Keep this space here. Jesus. Okay. One more time, please. Both parts together. They came. One and two and.
That's the cookie man.
Real quick, I want to say, Andrew led the Pacific Boy Choir when Arthur sang there. And now I know why Arthur sings so well, because you're because you are far after
I think it's also fun. Yes. How many choral conductors stick out their tongues? It's people who work with kids. Yes. And somebody who really showed their colors. Yes. And I bet your kids are going to love that.
Yes.
Okay.
You go, okay. We don't have a rehearsal next week.
Oh, no.
So don't come here. If you come here, have a great time. So, take whatever, if you Thanksgiving, give thanks, and if you don't, go, but don't eat. Okay, yes.
So you received in one of the recent emails that Monique sent out a mention of the Gay Men's Chorus Christmas programs. And they take place on December 13, 14, and 15. And we're encouraging people from the group to get a ticket and go to the show on the 13th. That's at Montclair Presbyterian Church on Thornhill in Montclair. It's their most popular venue, and so it sells out. If you're interested in going, and I believe Ash will be there, if you're interested in going, get your tickets soon, because they sell that show out. Their shows are a lot of fun. If you go to one of their concerts, you will understand why they sang so well with us. They're really good singers, and it's probably got a couple of serious pieces in it, but it's also very lighthearted. It includes dancing. They sing all of their music from memory, so you can go and just admire that and know that you'll never be in that place yourself.
And some of those are wonderful.
But I hope people can come and show our support for them just as they supported us. I'll just talk about silence, and then you can do the rest.
Yes.
So, if you looked around when you checked in, you saw pages of signups. And some of them are for potluck, so you can sign up for supplies. If you really don't like bringing food, you can bring 100 paper plates. It's kind of spelled out for you on there, but I would like everybody. You don't have to sign up for what food you're bringing. And even if you sign up for part of the potluck, you can also bring food. But the best potlucks occur when we all work together and make them that way. And we've got to show Hedrick that we know what we're doing.
So Kevin will be here. It's first grand time with us hanging out, so you know.
Yeah. And there's one other sign-up sheet over there. Was there last week for setups for the 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. There are only two people signed up each night. I think that's pushing our luck. So if you would like to help, would you please go over and add your name to that list?
Okay, then. And we have the wonderful Jules who will be singing tonight, sharing why I sing. So Jules will be singing after the break. I believe the break begins. Oh, no, and we have one more announcement.
One more announcement, yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Neil, tenor section leader. Woo. First, I want to say thank you to Ash and to Sarah for allowing me to have this announcement, so it has been approved. I am assistant choir director of my church choir. It is Taylor Memorial United Methodist Church in West Oakland. I am in a desperate need of singers this Sunday. All of my choir members are in vacation or singing, so it will be lonely old me. If you are interested in singing some amazing gospel songs, they're super duper easy, really easy. You can come dressed as you are. I'll provide breakfast. It is this Sunday, 9 to 11:30. The service is short. It's about an hour long. She'll be ready to go to watch football. And it's an open and affirming church. And it'll just be me directing you and singing with you. If you are interested, please come and see me during the break. I'll get your information, and I can sing you the music immediately and your parts. Thank you. That's it.
After you go sing in Neil's choir, come check out the UC Gospel Chorus concert at 2 p.m.